Good afternoon, Jenny.
Good afternoon.
What information do you have for our audience today?
Well, today I want to share with everyone that we're excited to announce the under Nunatsiavut government, the Department of Education, and the Department of Health and Social Development is partnering together to work with the College of the North Atlantic to deliver the ECE level 1 certification program to 10 students starting here in Nain on June the 10th. So College of North Atlantic secured funding from the Post-Secondary Partnership Program with Indigenous Service Canada, and that this program is going to be started this June, and so 10 students will be in the program in the summer. Then there'll be some distant education program happening during September going forward, and then back in class the other June. It'd take 2 years to get the early childhood education ECE level 1 program.
Who is attending this workshop, Jenny?
So the reason we did this and entered into this, one of the regulations with licensed daycares is that your staff has to have the ECE level 1 program. We have a lot of staff up there who is requiring this, and they started the process of doing it through distant ed, and it would just take way too long, and it's better, of course, when you have an instructor in front of you. So we have right now 6 staff that's actually in the daycare that needs to do it. They have to do it as part of their job, and they knew that when they were hired. It's part of our things that we need to do as a regulated childcare, and we're going to pick up 4 more students from the community, and they will apply through PSSP under what Jody Lane does.
Okay, so who is the facilitator for this workshop, Jenny?
Yeah, the College of North Atlantic is actually working on that now. They're going to be advertising for an instructor. So the instructor will come in, and, you know, we're really excited about this because it's going to be done here in Nain, and, you know, we're going to be building capacity, and once the students are done, they're going to have all these requirements for the Level 1 program.
Okay, so will you be going to the other communities as well?
The plans, actually, yesterday we had a focus session here in Nain. We had a lot of different community representatives. There was elders in the room and other different stakeholders from different departments. That was a focus session, and it was looking at the cultural aspects of the program and how to make it more culturally relevant for an Inuit childcare program. So the group, there was 18 of us, and we were looking at all the different curriculums and just answering those questions with the facility. There was 2 representatives that come in from the College of the North Atlantic. So we did that here in Nain yesterday. Next plan that we're going to look at is Hopedale. So there's no definite dates or anything. It would be working with the College of North Atlantic and our department and the Department of Education and doing a focus session there as well and trying to secure funds. So that might be a couple of years down the road, but that's in discussion.
Okay. And Jenny, would you like to add anything else on this topic?
I think this is exciting times for the daycare. The daycare will be closing earlier this year for staff to have the need to do this. So to be closing 2 weeks earlier, we will be putting out a letter to that for the parents. And I think what parents would need to know in the community that this is going to be better in the long run for the daycare, because the staff is going to get this certification. They're going to learn so much about how to run a good quality daycare. You know, they'd be looking at curriculum of child development, behavior of the child, you know, how to set up the daycare proper, and communication and nutrition, like a bunch of things they're going to learn with these courses, and it'll make them better staff to deliver the program.
Okay, and Jenny, I'd like to thank you for this information, and have a nice day.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ulluko khati yaga Jenny, ulluko yuk, apigi yaga tsunami khau yaga tsakha mangat ullumi tu sattunut. Jenny kiu yuk, ullumi khau titsi gumabunga ammaluku viasi vuhut, khau titsi lutalu ataut natse vukar mangani. Ilinneanimmut ammalu inusitseagittu titsi gasoanimmut pivalleya hulluit. Ilakalluta suleakha khati khalluta taakuninga College of North Atlantic. Ilinneavitsoami. Piyari kuluit takunangat ECE nalunay ko rata so muta ko asinait ilinia yuit tamani pigaya sila to na inimi June 10 tay may mat College of the North Atlantic ilinia bitswak kina utat daw si mayutako ng post-secondary partnership ang malutako ng nunakakasi mayunut Service Canada kuni tay may mat taman na pigaya sila to June mi ang malutako asinait ilinia yuit pigaya sila mayuwi awyaw lipat pichutigilu ilinia nimut September raw lato mi sibupi akuluit tako ilinia yuit June mi pigaya sila mata makuniya rin ni ilinia khatatuit pita khatatuit tako ni ngatay at early childhood education ECE kunit apigaya kinakut katimakataw mga ata chanikiyuyuk Maligat sa kagyalit, takwa license lead 587. Suliakatibot, pitakagyalit, takwa ni nga ECE kunit. Unuto ni suliakatikabagot, takwa na nga pigyasit tisiluta. Ako ni ulua latumi utakitit si umangilagot, sulo ilinia titsiit samit. Sa atsinik ilinia yuit, tamani 587, takwa na nga pitakagyalit. Suliat sa tatitaw si mamata tiguyaw sutilo. Tay may matamat sa momit sa anot ilinert si buot. Ang malugok si tamagyala ni ilinert ni tigo si lagi buot nun nagayat si ni. Takwa hinuaw tikot pisung latuit PSSP kunot at awit Jody Lane. Apigaya kinaukalat ti lamangat katimaningin ni Jenny Kiyuyuk takwa College of the North Atlantic